Thousands gathered at Boston's Fenway Park this evening to honor the late Ted Williams. The baseball player many consider the game's greatest hitter died earlier this month at the age of 83. Former astronaut and Senator John Glenn, who flew Marine missions with Ted Williams as his wingman in Korea, told fans that Williams was not just an excellent baseball player.
Ted was an excellent combat pilot in every sense of the word. What would his baseball records have been if he had not been recalled to active duty? Who knows? But I never heard Ted complain about that, not once, not a word.
Senator John Glenn. Earlier in the day, fans actually walked the playing field at Fenway, a field punctuated with numbers from Williams' life. A stand of carnations shaped in the numeral 9, Williams' team number. At first base, the number 521, signifying Williams' home run total. Reporter Steve Tripoli asked some of those who came to the park today for their recollections.
Claire Redden from Malden, and this is my grandson, Sean Redden. I saw Ted when he came up when he started in, and they called him the kid, big, strong, gangling kid. Oh, I love to see him hitting. And he used to say it's all in the wrist. When he'd get up at bat, you'd figure, oh, he's going to hit one out. He didn't always hit one out, but many times he did.
John Healy from in Hyde Park. He used to come to batting practice, and all the opposing players would come out of their dugout and watch him hit.
My name is Dale DeLalio. I would stay if Ted was coming up the bat, if they were losing 10 to nothing, just to see him bat. His home runs were not normal. They'd go sky high as you could see, and they'd disappear into the blue.
I'm Terry Mazzulli. I live in Boston. I was young and sort of in love with him, you might say. He had this grace, he had this beauty when he was at bat. It was just something you saw, even as a kid. And also his movement, it was just pure grace and talent.
My name legally is Love 22. They gave it to me in Roman numerals. And I was born January 1st, 1939. I've had many great times in this stadium, including the last home run by Ted Williams. I sat in the right field grandstand with 30 of my fraternity brothers from Tau Epsilon Phi, University of Rhode Island. We hired a bus to see his last game. My best Ted Williams memory is the time he hit 388 when he was 39 years old, and if he had the legs, he would have beat out some infield hits, and then he would have hit 400, you know?
Can I ask you an answer?
Boo Ferris.
Oh, my God. My father will have a heart attack if I tell him this.
Oh, well, go way back.
How many years did you play with Ted?
I was with a teammate on the field with him five, and then I was pitching coach 5 years.
Did you know then, when you were watching him, that this was more than just another ball player that there was?
Yeah, you had to, watching his great work habits and his striving for perfection, you know, and all. He's just cut from a different mold, you might say, and all. How he analyzed the game and the hitting, and had a great mind, tremendous mind, cataloging those pitches and how they pitched to him year in, year out. He was something to watch.
Fans at Fenway Park speaking with reporter Steve Tripoli about the Boston Red Sox great Ted Williams. Thank you.